King, you have summoned me. What is it?
Take this here vibranium to the brother Miles as a gift from the people of Wakanda. Go and bring him the vibranium mic. He will use it wisely.
Who are you? You don't know. Don't tell me Negro. That's absolutely nothing. What did you do before you were named a Negro? And where were you? And what did you have there? Ask Professor Maurice Miles Martinez, MC Brother Miles, and he'll tell you like it really is. You can shackle the hands of black people, you can jail the bodies of black people, but you cannot shackle or jail the minds of black people. Rise up, black man, black woman, and reach to go back to Africa.
My father was a Garveyite, thus Marcus Garvey can be thought of as my grandfather. But when you say, I've read in Dr. Ben's book, or I've read in Dr. Ivan Van Sertima's book, or I've read in Professor Maurice Miles Martinez's book, they say, don't speak that information in here. Brothers and sisters, speak your truth to the world.
Brother Miles, the black man's truth is here.
The real Wakandas of Africa podcast.
History is a clock that people use to tell their political, economic, and cultural time of day. Brother Miles, the relationship of history to the people is the same as the relationship of a mother to her child.
Free at last and proud to be black. One day Miles will be free at last.
Hey, Brother Miles, that was really great, man. I'm impressed.
Welcome to the Real Wakandas of Africa podcast, the place where black history, hip-hop, and spoken word come together. I'm your host, Maurice Miles Martinez, also known as MC Brother Miles. At the end of each podcast, we have an original spoken word poetry or hip-hop track by myself. Last week, we spoke about the race of the ancient Egyptians as it pertains to their crowns. This is a very fascinating episode because no Egyptian crowns were ever found as they are depicted in images from Kemet or Egypt. Yet the crowns represent hairstyles that can only be made with black African hair. So definitely check that out. Also, on New Year's Eve was the third annual Real Wakandas of Africa concert, so also check out that episode from last month. This is Black History Month, and we pay tribute to Dr. Carter G. Woodson, the founding father of Black History Month. Today, I'm going to discuss a recent find of a tunnel that has been uncovered in Egypt that was longer than any Greek tunnel, and it has been called a geometric miracle. A tunnel has been found in Egypt underneath the Tap Osiris Magna. It is 43 feet below ground, 2 meters or just over 6 feet tall, and get this, 4,281 feet long, which is almost a mile long. It was cut through sandstone without dynamite. At the end of this, there's an underground lake and 3 sanctuaries and about 1,500 artifacts, including coins with Cleopatra's image on them and the Ptolemies and Alexander the Great also. So this is from the Greek period of Egyptian rule when Greeks ruled Egypt. However, the tunnel runs also into the Mediterranean Sea. And at the other end, which is under the sea, the hope archaeologists had was to find Cleopatra's tomb, which has never been uncovered. Part of the reason the world is marveling over this is because there's another Greek tunnel that's not long as this one called the Eupalinos tunnel. And this tunnel is 3,399 feet. Now, compare that to the 4,000 plus foot long, 4,281 foot long tunnel, and we wonder, why do the Greeks end up building larger monuments sometimes in Egypt when they were ruling
than in Greece. Could they have learned something from the Egyptians? Now, we know that they did. So, the argument here is that this was a Greek work of construction because the Ptolemies ruled Egypt. The tunnel, though, regardless of who built it, is considered to be a geometric miracle. It is on African land. It's an engineering marvel because it may actually lead to Cleopatra's tomb. And even if not, it's perhaps the longest ancient tunnel in the world. So the question that I always have is, why would the Greeks build a shorter tunnel on their land and a longer tunnel in Egypt? This is kind of like a repetitive process for the Greeks. And we're going to talk more about this later. For example, with the Library of Alexandria, they built the biggest library in the world, which is a university too, to be copied after the Egyptian university called the Per-Ankh University, which was the world's first university thousands of years before. However, why would you build, if you just built this Library of Alexandria as the first library just on its own, why would you build this on a foreign land? This is my question. And why would you build the largest of your institutions on this foreign land? So you have the Greeks conquering Egypt and building tunnels, a library that's bigger than anything on their land in Egypt, unless there was something there already, unless there was already a library in Egypt and extensive writing. And we know this, and that the Greeks were trying to mimic Egyptian culture, which they did, which includes Egyptian philosophy and Egyptian thought from Kemet, meaning the ideas laid out in Egyptian writing. Why would you build your biggest intellectual institution and library in a foreign land? No one does that. You don't see Harvard or Oxford or Yale being built in some foreign land by the English in the case of Oxford, or the Americans in the case of Harvard and Yale. Was it there already? In other words, was there already an Egyptian philosophy in Kemet, Egypt, and you're just copying it? The answer is yes, and the tunnel follows this same pattern. Now, I'm not taking away from Greek engineering. The Greeks built upon Egyptian ideas, but many of these ideas started in Egypt first, in Kemet first, and indeed, Dr. Ben has the formula for pi in his book, right? In his book, Black Man, the Nile, and His Family. So we have this engineering technology, A squared plus B squared equals C squared, the Pythagorean theorem, and another type of formula that was computed by the Egyptians before the Pythagorean theorem. As always, we conclude the real Wakandas of Africa podcast with an original spoken word poetry or hip-hop track by myself, MC Brother Miles, Maurice Miles Martinez. And again, please tune in a few days. I'll have another podcast for you this weekend. And I just wanted to say one other thing. Harvard and Yale, yes, they are founded when the English had colonies here in the Americas. But these were little, tiny, dinky, one-building institutions. These were not the largest institutions in the British Empire of Higher Learning. At the time, they didn't compete with an Oxford, for example. So, again, the point here is that they grew under Americans into the preeminent American institutions, but you don't see the English founding their largest institution overseas, and you don't see Americans founding their largest institutions overseas. You see those institutions being at home. I hope you enjoy this poem.
In Egypt, a tunnel was found in the ground that resounds a length of almost a mile unwound. A mile bore through sandstone ground, 43 feet below along the Mediterranean Sound. It's almost like a newfound town was uncovered in the ground, 4,300 feet through sandstone compounds. A geometric marvel with coins of Cleopatra and others, and a sanctuary at the end of its open mouth. And where does this sit? In Egypt, a place that is south of Greece, where the Greek Ptolemies built library universities bigger than the libraries in Greece. It's almost like the Greek god Hercules that was taken from the Egyptian god Harry Schiff. Please listen to the elevation and understanding of my wisdom degrees, for the wisdom Sophos of Greece was the wisdom of Kemet. Would you build Harvard or Yale University in a foreign country? This doesn't make sense to he or to she, to thee or to me. The Egyptians invented pyramid geometry, so this tunnel is a marvel of history, of the geometry of the Greek Pythagoras, who bit Kemet's geometry. The formula of a squared plus b squared equals c squared is in a book by Dr. Ben, taken from an Egyptian wall before there were Greeks. So why does it make sense that a tunnel or the library at Alexandria, Egypt, was built by the Greeks? Knowledge so weak.
This is weak.
Thank you for listening to the Real Wakandas of Africa podcast. When you have a chance, please pick a copy of my books up from Amazon, The Real Wakandas of Africa, Dr. John Henry Clark versus Herman Cain, The Great Wall of Africa, The Empire of Benin's 10,000-mile-long wall, The Real Vibranium of Africa, and Akhenaten's Dreams by Maurice Miles Martinez. You can also subscribe to this podcast and become a regular sustaining member by clicking the link in the podcast. You can donate from $1 to $10 per month, and this makes an enormous difference in supporting this podcast and my research. Thank you again for listening to me, MC Brother Miles, Maurice Miles Martinez. I will speak with you next week.